You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, today, the readings really center on really what happened in Genesis when God made man and woman. He said, I'll make you in my image. And the Catholic Church has always considered and always taught that the image that we have of God, what image is that? If we are to be like God and we sort of have an image of God, well, what exactly does that mean? And it really means that we have this wonderful and at the same time awful gift of free will. We can do whatever we want to do. And you know what? That is exactly true. We can do basically whatever we want to do, and I'm talking about in our actions and morality. Now, there are certain things we can't do. You know, I wish I could be 5 inches taller. That's what I wish. But God doesn't allow that, and that's not in the boundaries of what God says and the freedom to do. I really wish I could fly. I've always wanted to fly like a bird. God does not allow that either. He says, no, that's not what I mean by freedom. Freedom means how I get along with you and how you get along with me. And that's the freedom that God gives us. And the wonderful thing about this whole idea of freedom, the bottom line is it allows us to love one another. Without freedom, we couldn't really love one another. It becomes just a kind of instinctual, and that's about it. And that's not really love. Love, the basis of all love, most people would say is trust and, you know, and all of that. It's not. The groundwork for love to exist at all is freedom. The ability to reject, but also the ability to say yes. All right, with that being said, God comes along in the book of Sirach. If you trust God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch out your hand. I'm going to give you life and death, good and evil. Very simple. God says, okay, here it is. And by the way, God is saying, everything is fixed. The whole game board is fixed, by the way. If you do good, we end up being good, and we've got heaven to look forward to. However, God has given us the ability to say, yeah, you know, I'm not going to join along with you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reject everything you stand for, and I'm going to do it by the way I act. And that's exactly the choice that we have. And we see this all the time. All we got to do is look at the news, and we see people making some pretty awful choices where people are hurt, killed, maimed, whatever. You know, it's just a horror stories of what's going on in the world. And these are people who make bad decisions. Now, here's the awfulness of the gift, if you will. And here's the problem. God doesn't do anything. If you think about it, God doesn't do anything. He allows it. God has given us a choice, and if people make bad decisions, God lets it go. And that's the awfulness of the gift. People who choose to do bad, and God allows it to continue. All right, so that's what we got to work with today. Now, so for us then, it's a matter of now making the right choice if we choose. And that is, we choose God. Now, it seems simple. We all sitting in this church. Yes, of course, just by all of us being here, we have chosen God. And we're trying to get on the right path, if you will. And now it's just a matter of kind of fine-tuning that. And to say, okay, well, really, what does that mean? And it means that we follow the law, the Ten Commandments, and we know the Ten Commandments, you know, we shouldn't kill. Okay, we know that. you know, shouldn't commit adultery, all that, you know, we know that. However, in the gospel today, Jesus says, well, let's take this a little bit further. And we do so because it allows us to get along better with one another and allows us to work better in the world. Even though it doesn't work all the time, it still is better. You have heard, do not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. This means basically that we also have to adjust our attitude adjustment. Because God is saying, just because, you know, I know you're angry as hell with this guy, but just because you don't kill him, don't think that this is going to give you some type of gold star. Because what can happen is, since we're so angry with this person, you know, we could go home and, you know, kick the dog or yell at everybody else, and everybody else has to kind of take the heat for the anger that we have against this guy or this woman right here. And today, God is saying, well, okay, you're going to have to quell that. That's all got to kind of dissipate. And we can choose to do it. There's no excuse. There is no excuse. Oh, I have plenty of excuses, but they just ain't working well with God. God is saying, you can choose not to be a jerk. You know, it's that simple. I understand that this person got you angry, and this is what God telling us today. This person's got you angry. Rightfully so, maybe. Maybe. Or maybe not. Who cares? You're just angry. So now what do we do with that anger? God is saying, be real careful here. Real careful. Just because I have been hurt does not give me the right to be a jerk to other people. And say, oh, well, the reason I'm like this is because of this. No, God is saying, you choose to do that. Be careful what you choose. And that's basically it. Very simple today. And you know what? I hate simple gospel readings. Because in the simplicity, it means that we can't hide. If God had told us, well, we got to do this and this and this, all sorts of complicated things, like our government or rules and regulations of anything, we can hide behind the rules and regulations. Today, God is kind of stripping all of that off and saying, you know what? Either good or you're not. Today, God is saying, choose to be good. And when we choose to be good, the world is a lot better for it.